We've got the great Paul Armfield is in the studio. Good morning, Paul. Let's just wind the right one up. That's better.
Get that microphone on. Yeah, great as in enlarge. Yes.
Well, you are a pillar, if I put it, yeah, of the musical establishment on the Isle of Wight.
Pillar of the musical establishment. Yeah.
So, well, thank you for coming in.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you've been a really busy boy, haven't you?
I try to be. Since I've made music my career, if you like, I'm trying to do as much as possible to keep it going and keep the interest up and to make it work for me, really.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of seeing you at your gig at the acoustic art thing at the Little Gloucester a couple of weeks back, which was really good. I mean, you've now progressed to the point where you have a support act.
Well, yeah, you know, some days you're the support, some days I support you. That's how it works, I think, yes. So this week I was supporting Chris Wood, one of my heroes, so that was quite nice as well. So, yeah, what goes around comes around.
It does indeed. And you've been you did a bit of European touring earlier in the year.
Yeah. I used to tour Europe a lot, and probably still will. It's just I've changed agents. So for the first time ever, I'm doing some gigs in the UK, which has never really happened, just because all the time I was working full time selling books, I didn't have the time to chase that up when I had this sort of other career going on in Europe. The UK thing sort of evaded me, really. But now I'm spending a bit of effort on that.
The question I was going to ask was, how did you ever have time to have a full-time job?
Well, you know, with a young family and everything, it was a little bit of a challenge. But it was good. And I think sort of, once... If you are working full-time, I think it gives you a sort of momentum that, when you do have time to... spare time, you make the most of it.
Yeah,
I think I almost achieved more when I was working than I am achieving now. Musically.
Yes.
But,
Well, we were just chatting whilst those records were playing about the state of music on the island, and we both think that it's actually pretty good. But there's a uniqueness about the way it works here.
Yeah, I like you were saying, that we've got a huge amount of talent, and I think we have. I don't think we've got any more talent than anywhere else, but. What I do think is that because we've got this sort of finite boundary, that actually it's everybody knows each other, everybody's mutually supportive, and everybody seems to work with each other somewhere or other. I mean, not everybody with everybody, but there is a great deal of cross-fertilisation, which is extremely healthy, I think.
Yes, it is, and there's kind of a fluid island band, which you're sometimes in, and JC and Angelina are sometimes in.
Yeah, I think
various
because,
people turn up.
I think because there are these gigs that happen, a lot of pub gigs where, it's duos and it's regular work, it's duos, it's trios or whatever, and, we all get called upon to play with each other, and I think that's something that happens is that you develop a very good ear because you often do gigs without any rehearsal.
Yeah.
Playing songs you've never heard before, and, you develop... You become a good listener, which is key to being a good musician.
Mm. So, what is it you're working on now?
I've been building up towards this project, which is going to be my next album, which comes out in October, which is a suite of songs composed about a collection of photographs that a friend of mine in Berlin has been amassing over the last few years.
Okay.
From flea markets. They're found photographs. So there are these pictures from the 20th century, black and white photographs of Germany. So they're very interesting. You don't know the backgrounds of the people in them. You don't know the circumstances. You don't know where they are, if they're East, West, Nazi, Jew. You have no idea.
No.
If they're before. You could sometimes date them roughly from the sort of clothes and the haircuts. But other than that, there's very little else to identify them. So they have this sort of mystery. And I'm writing songs about them to present, with an album later in the year and a show that I'm touring from October and in October and November, which will be a performance alongside projections of the photographs.
Okay.
So that's what I'm working on. So I've spent the last month or so just writing songs and looking through this collection, because it is a stunning collection, over 700 photos. But I've been spending that time looking through them and writing some songs about some of these pictures.
Excellent. And is this going to fit in with the new guitar you've just got?
Yeah, I've just been absolutely fantastic. A very, very kind gesture by John Hepworth from Whitwell, who's been making guitars for a few years now. And he said he'd like to give me a guitar, which, you know, I was rather shocked and humbled by. And then I went over and had a play with some of his guitars, and, you know, I said, oh, I'm not so sure about this one, because I'm so attached to my own guitar.
Yes.
You know, I've been, you know, whenever I go to music shops and you play all these guitars, these expensive, wonderful guitars, and I still think, nothing that strikes me as much as mine, because you grow together, you know.
Yes.
You become one creature as such, and so I played through some of his guitars, and I was not really feeling it. They were nice, but none of them sort of felt that comfortable for me. And then I came with this one, and I wasn't sure, but it sounded quite nice. And I came back to it, and as I played it over the course of an hour, maybe, it just started coming to life and singing and feeling very, very comfortable. Mm. So, yeah, I was given this week, which is, and it's beautiful. So, yeah, I'm chuffed a bit.
I can see through the strings there, it says John Hepworth, number 7.
Yeah, it's the 7th guitar he made.
Well, would you like to give us a tune on it?
I will give it a go, yeah. I'll do one of these songs from this project, because I'm keen to, to try and...
We can move that microphone down a bit if you want.
I think that'll be okay.
Okay, all right.
So this is a fresh song. This was written this week, actually, this one. And this is, you can see the photograph. I'll show you there and I'll try and describe it.
Three ladies in some kind of summer picnic thing going on there, yes.
And they're sort of, one's in swimming costume, one isn't, and there's a chap at the back in his shorts. And they're obviously on a picnic. Yeah, they're on a picnic. And they've got a gramophone player, gramophone player.
Yes, a wind-up gramophone,
which is what I thought would be good for today. And they're obviously, you know, 78s on there. And none of them actually look very happy in the picture.
No.
And the girl playing the record, I don't know what you think she looks like.
She looks like... it looks like they've all had a row.
Yeah, it does to me as well. And it is a fantastic picture, and they're just in a field on a blanket, and it's great radio, this, isn't it?
But describing a photograph on the radio. Let's have the tune.
So mostly I'm trying not to write a narrative around the photograph. I'm just trying to enhance the photograph. But this one, I have given it a little bit of a narrative, and it's called the Wind-Up Gramophone. There's holes in the carpet, holes in the walls of my neighbors, from banging, complaining. My gramophone records are winding them up, they can't hear themselves complaining. My pockets are empty, every last cent I've spent splashed out on shellac. It's winding my parents up, they cannot see just how much music means to me. Everything and more than my crippling shyness. Though people may smile, I can't look in their eyes. Heaven knows why, but as long as my heart beats at 78, I'll be fine. Some classmates have heard that I own my own gramophone. Come on a picnic, bring your own music. But the crooners I choose kill the mood and they wind up the party. And And I wind up alone.
Excellent. That was a lovely little song.
Thank you.